Here again from our epistle in the words of St. Paul, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen." You who are loved by God and called to be a saint's, grace, mercy, and peace be yours this day in Christ Jesus. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, when Paul wrote these words to the church in Ephesus in our epistle this morning, he was writing from a prison cell. The man who once hunted down Christians was now in chains for proclaiming the same name of Jesus Christ. And yet, from a place of confinement, Paul speaks of abundance. "To him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine." That line stops me every time I read it. Not just more than we ask, not just more than we imagine, but immeasurably more. Beyond measurement, abundantly, beyond calculation. Paul is proclaiming a God who moves not within the limits of our human expectations, but beyond them. A God who does not just meet us where we are in life, but calls us into something deeper, wider, and more expansive than we dared to hope for in this life. Now, let's be honest this morning. That kind of proclamation can sound out of touch when you're trying to make rent, when you're facing the doctor's diagnosis, when the news show constant war, division, natural disasters, when your own mental health is hanging on by a thread these days, immeasurably more, most days we'd settle for just enough. And yet Paul dares to say in our epistle, "This is who God is." Not a distant, far-off deity checking in on your life occasionally. Not a vending machine responding to our prayers with mechanical precision, but a living, a liberating, boundary-breaking God whose power is at work within us, even during the days when we don't see it or experience it. And so what does that mean for us here today? When we hear the word "more," we often think in terms of success, more money, more health, more comfort. But God's more looks different. God's more is about love that heals, grace that liberates and frees, justice that rolls like a mighty rushing river. God's more, dear friends, is found in Jesus, who didn't come into this world as a king seeking to be worshipped and adored, but as a servant. Who didn't overthrow the empire with violence, but exposed its power through the cross. Jesus is God's unexpected more. So maybe when we pray for peace in our lives and in our world, God gives us courage to speak out. Or we pray for healing, and God sends to you a friend who listens to you in your time of need. Or we pray for change in the world in which we live in the midst of much division and violence and hatred, and God instead stirs up change within us to be the change in the world that we desire. Maybe that's God's immeasurably more. And it's not always flashy. It's not always what we expect or want, but it's always faithful. And here's the part that's easy to overlook. It's the second half of Paul's verse today. "According to the power that is at work within us." Paul doesn't say this morning, "God will fix everything while we sit back and wait." He says God's power is alive in us. That, my friends, the church, that power is the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that hovered over the waters at creation. The same Spirit that raised Jesus back to life from the grave. The same Spirit that descended upon the church at Pentecost. That same power fills this community. Fills you, dear saints at St. Mark. It means, according to St. Paul, we're not spectators. We're participants. When you show up for a neighbor or a loved one who is in need, God's power is at work in you. When you challenge injustice in society, in the world in which you and I live in, God's power is at work in you. When you forgive someone, when you welcome someone with compassion, when you serve others, God's power is at work in you. St. Mark, this world is desperate for good news, for hope that isn't shallow, for love that doesn't exclude, for a faith that doesn't retreat from the world but engages it with compassion and courage. That's the kind of faith Paul is pointing us to this morning. In our Christian faith, we often emphasize justice, forgiveness, inclusion, grace, and rightly so. But our epistle lesson this morning invites us to reclaim something that we often forget: holy imagination. For you see, God's vision for the world is bigger than any of our political divides, bigger than the church's internal debates, bigger than any box that we try to fit God into. Dear saints of God here at St. Mark, can you imagine a world where refugees and immigrants are not feared, but welcomed with compassion? Can you imagine a church where people who are labeled as outcasts in society are not just tolerated, but celebrated and welcomed with love and compassion? Can you imagine a government that actually serves people and not the other way around? Can you imagine a planet that you and I live on that is actually cherished as God intended it for us, and not to be exploited and destroyed? Can you imagine a church on earth actually living together and out in the world, actually living like the Church of Christ in thought, word, and practice? God can. And Paul is daring the church, you and I, this morning to believe just that. That through the power of the Holy Spirit working in and through us, we can be part of that vision and bringing that vision to life. And friends, this passage this morning is not a prosperity slogan. It's not a guarantee that God will give us everything that we want or everything that we expect. But what Paul says to us this morning is this. It's an invitation to trust that God is not done in our life and in the world that we live. That even from prison cells, like Paul found himself in, even from broken systems, even from weary and burdened hearts, God is still doing more. So when despair whispers into your heart, it's never going to change. When cynicism comes creeping in and says to you, why bother? When fear even tells your heart and mind, you are not enough. Remember this promise. God is more than able. God is working. God's more is still being revealed to you and me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.